Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be remembering a couple that were very involved in the Jessamine County Fair. His name was Billy Bradshaw. Hers, his wife, Marlon. We'll talk to their daughter, Roxy, about them and their involvement in the community right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here on Jess FM.
Hi, I'm Glenn Downs, pharmacist at the Prescription Pad. We're now Nicholasville's only family-owned and operated pharmacy. Our knowledgeable and experienced staff guarantees personalized service that focuses on your personal health needs and the health needs of your family. We understand how busy life gets. That's why we provide great service, drive-through, and free delivery in Nicholasville and Wilmore. We offer a variety of services and products, including compounding, nebulizers, compression stockings, rollator walkers, and wheelchairs. I'm Glenn Downs, and I'd like the opportunity to be your pharmacist. Come see us on the Nicholasville Bypass in the Keene Center between Copper River Grill and Anytime Fitness. We're the Prescription Pad, a different kind of pharmacy.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people and places and things in our county. We're going to talk about a couple today that I had the pleasure of knowing for many years who were very instrumental in a lot of things, especially one particular event here in the county, but that wasn't all that they did, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. Their name was Billy and Marlon Bradshaw, and we have with us today their daughter Roxy. Good morning.
Good morning.
I worked very closely, of course, with your parents on the fair, and we'll get tell more about that story in a little bit. But let's kind of start, I guess, by telling a little bit of their personal history, who they were, where they came from, how they got together, that kind of stuff. So I guess we'll start with Billy. Billy was Bradshaw from here, right?
Yep. Grew up, born and raised in Jessamine County.
Now, his dad was
Avon.
Avon. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people in this county who may know the home that they lived in for a lot of time, but they don't realize, oh yeah, and that's out at what I knew as the Widow's Watch, but it's called, I can't remember what it's called
I
now.
I think now it's Golf Club of the Bluegrass. That's last I heard. That's what
it was
called.
I think you're right. On Harrodsburg Road.
Correct.
And of course, you can't see it quite as well now as you could before the four lane. But when you're going up Harrodsburg Road, folks, toward Lexington, it's on the left. Old looking house, two story tall, very unique. And it's the clubhouse for that golf course now. But that's, I guess, where Billy was raised. Yeah. Tell us, what was her
name? Fanny.
Fanny was her name.
Yeah.
And go ahead and talk about his siblings, if you would.
Oh, gosh. So there was Avon, Ray, Ann, and Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of fun when I was a kid growing up out there on that farm. That was, as my mom called it, that was my babysitter in the summer. Just hang out on the farm with my cousins. And it's a good time. It was It's a beautiful place. It's every time I come to Nicholasville, I try to drive by and check it out. It's it to me doesn't look like it's changed a bit. One of these days, I'd love to go in and see what they've done on the inside. You know, I don't know that they use that much of it, you know, except for the main floor as far as the clubhouse. But everybody worked on the farm except for Ray and Avon had, you know, real jobs, as my mom would say. But they always helped on the weekends because, you know, the farm life, there's always something to do. So
now, of the five kids, Billy and Avon are the only two that are deceased. By the way, folks, Avon was known as Junior. If any of you out there are from here thinking, wait a minute, Junior's who we're talking about. But the other three, Ray, still living, Cecil, still living, and of course, Ann, the only girl, still living as well. My grandparents on my mom's side, the Roars, were very big buddies with Avon and Fanny. And I can remember my mom talking about, you talking about going out there. I can remember her saying, as a girl, going out there on Sunday afternoons after church and playing in that big house on that farm as well.
300, I think it was over 300 acres.
It's big, wasn't
it? So it was big,
yeah. All right, so we've got the Bradshaw family, and they've been here for a long time. Now, tell us a little bit about Marlon's side.
Well, my mom was a twin. Mm-hmm. She has a twin, Marilyn. So there was Marilyn and Marlon.
But your mom spelt hers the same way, correct?
Yeah, my mom's, well, my grandmother.
Wait, yes. She spelt them both the same way?
No. My mom was Marilyn, which was spelled or Marlin, which was spelled like Marilyn.
Yeah.
And then her twin's name was Marilyn, but it was M-E-R-R.
Oh, so, Marilyn.
Let's just confuse everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. And I think I probably knew that, but I don't know that I realized the spelling. Your mother, I mean, everybody that didn't know her, of course, would call her Marilyn, because mm-hmm. that's what it
everybody
looks like.
Everybody called her Marilyn, because yeah. that's the way it was spelled.
Where are they from?
Lexington.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my grandfather, Ted, was from Lexington, but then my grandmother was from Bourbon County.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the question, I guess, is how did her and Billy meet? Do you know
I
the
think
how
it was like sort of like a blind date.
Was
my
it really?
Mom had a friend who knew Billy uh-huh. and fixed him up, and gosh, I think they got married like 6 months later or something crazy
really
like
quick.
That. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was quick. Yeah.
Now, your dad, did he attend education after high school?
He did. He went to UK for a little bit. Yeah.
For farming, I would
he did.
Assume.
Yes.
And what about your mom?
She did not.
Okay. So they get together, they meet, and they're married quickly.
Yep, got married. They got married in 71, mm-hmm. February of 1971.
You're the only child, though, right?
I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they get together, and I'm assuming, was Billy always the farm boy?
Oh, yeah. It was a love-hate relationship for my mom as far as the farm.
Hard work.
It was hard work.
You know. Did she work outside the home, or did she just work on the farm?
She worked at Asbury. Well, she worked at more business farms for several years, and then, as you know, she retired from Asbury.
Right.
And worked on the farm on the weekends.
Yeah. They always grew a big garden.
Oh,
lots
huge.
Of stuff, huge garden. But I was lucky enough in several years, especially before I got married to, well, even after, though, she'd call and say, I got some corn for you or whatever.
Oh my gosh, my husband and I were just talking this past weekend about I always dreaded the day that my dad pulled in the driveway with the truckload of corn. It was a family event.
Uh-huh.
My grandparents came, my mom's sister Norma and her husband, we all sat around the garage and shucked corn and
yeah.
you know, it froze it and for the
and that was
whole,
part of life.
For the whole year. It was part
that
of
was
life.
Part of life.
Yeah, yeah.
Now your dad, he worked with a farm for a long time, but he also didn't he work with two of the tobacco companies?
He yep. Gosh, from as long as I can remember, worked at a tobacco warehouse, mm-hmm. managed a tobacco warehouse.
Mm-hmm. It was C.V. Ethington, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying
and
to think
Rudy.
Of the name. And Rudy. What,
Prep.
Was it New Burley? What was the name of the warehouse?
Little Broadway was
okay.
the original one.
Yeah.
And that one burned.
Yeah.
But there was Shelburne
uh-huh.
Tobacco Warehouse, which
yeah.
was on the corner of Broadway and Pine, I think. And then later he had Marshall Tobacco Warehouse
okay.
on Angliana.
And we're talking to people who are under 30, 35 now. We are talking foreign language
oh,
to
yeah.
them.
Oh, yeah. Obsolete.
Because those
sure.
places, of course, no longer in business.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the thing. You know, mm-hmm. that's the thing we have to understand, Roxy. And I think people have to understand is I know that there's this huge push, and there has been in several years, you know, to more and more away from tobacco. But as far as Jessamine County is concerned, and a lot of other counties in this area, if it had not been for that crop, you couldn't have made it.
Oh, no.
I mean, that
no
was what drove the economy.
Yeah.
And not only growing it, but the jobs it made in the warehouses mm-hmm. and on the sales floors and things like that. Days gone by. I tell you what, if we could just for a day bring back one of the tobacco auctions just so people could see, I think people would be totally amazed
yeah.
at how that operated.
Yeah. You just don't. I mean, like you said, it's obsolete. It's,
yeah.
I'd love to hear an auctioneer right
oh, yeah.
now, you know, come
yeah.
in and
oh,
sit.
Yeah. And
so.
I'll tell you, from West I can remember, it's totally different from going to an estate auction that you mm-hmm. might see. I mean, chances are, unless you're in the business and have been there for a while, you will not understand one word that's said.
Nope. Just, it's quick.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So your dad did that. Now, one of the things, I guess, maybe the thing that most people know them the best for is the fair. The Jessamine County Fair.
Oh, yeah.
They were so involved in that for so many years. Do you know how they got started? Was Avon Sr. and his wife involved?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I know when my parents married, Billy was already involved in the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So Mom just kind of jumped right in and took
yeah.
over the beauty pageants. And it's a huge part of my childhood.
I am kind of thinking, Well, I know he was. Billy was really big in the FFA.
Yep.
And I would almost wonder if maybe that's how he got associated working with the fair in some way.
I think FFA and 4-H both.
Yeah. All those boys were involved with the FFA, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
All of them. Billy, of course, you know, it kind of became known, even though he wasn't the president, he was the fair. He was the fair. It wasn't a situation where he was out there for, you know, the week of the fair for 12 hours. This man, and your mom.
Oh, yeah.
If you could put a price on the hours spent for 1 year, just 1 year, how much would it be? The time that they put in preparation, and then post-work.
I mean, it's year-round. You know, my mom, she would always take the Miss Jessamine County pageant winner to the state fair convention in January. So, I mean, that went on. I mean, it was all year-round, really. They spent so much time out there. But they enjoyed every minute of it, you know?
Yeah. When I first got involved with the fair, it was in 1980. At that time, folks, the Jessamine County Fair was not held where it's held right now. It was actually held at what is now West High School, West Jessamine, which at that time was Jessamine County High. All of the indoors activities were in the high school with no air conditioning, I might add, especially in the gym. And then you had out in that side parking lot there to the left, if you're looking at the school, that's where all of the rides were, the midway. Of course, behind the school was the horse ring, and that's where they had that. And then they had the tractor pulls down there, too, didn't they?
Yes.
All on those grounds. I remember the first year, I think, that I ever emceed the pageant for her. I believe it was in 1979 was the first year I did. 80, I think, was the last year that we actually had it there before it moved. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember when it moved.
I was going to ask you if you remember when it moved. And
to where it is now.
I don't. Yeah.
The one thing I do remember, two things about the last year it was at Jessamine County High. The first thing, as far as the beauty pageants was concerned, there was no air in that gym. And we had the gals up on the stage. And there was chairs set on the floor, where the basketball floor. There was 36 contestants that year.
Oh,
I never forget it, because we had to run two flights of 18. We'd bring 18 on the stage. We'd go through quarter turns with swimsuit, take them off and bring the next 18 on and go through that again. And then the same thing with evening gowns and the same thing with interviews. And 36.
That's a large number.
That's
one of the
huge.
Probably one of the biggest.
And it was all Jessamine County girls. That was back at a time where you had to be a resident. It's not like these fairs now where they're open and you can go anywhere.
Right.
And I know that was something your mom struggled with a lot in
the
later years.
Yeah.
The second thing I can remember is that there was a country singer named Jackie Ward. And Jackie was big at that time. A lot of people don't have a clue who he is now. But his big hit was Big Blue Diamond. And at that time, he was pretty high. I mean, people really knew this guy. They knew who he was. And they hired him to come and sing. And I had the pleasure of being MC for the show. And they had this person that, you know, they always have an off act to sing first. A warm-up act, if you will. And they had this warm-up act, and nobody knew this person. Everybody's like, well, who in the world is that? I mean, that's what you did, folks. You had the celebrity, but then you had this up-and-coming starter to warm it up. And I actually introduced this young lady to the crowd, and I heard people say, who is this?
I know who
is this? Yeah, Reba McEntire.
She came to our house.
Yeah.
She stopped by our house on Linden Lane before the show with her tour bus to pick up their passes for her crew and everybody. Like, they wouldn't let her in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she came by the house, and I'll never forget it. Gosh, I was so young then.
Well, and if any of you out there listening, Google her and some of the images from back then.
Oh, yeah.
Look completely different. But, yeah, nobody knew her. And, of course, after she sang, everybody loved her. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't too awful long after that that she really started to hit and people realized who she was. And the people here in Jessamine County didn't realize they had such a big star in front of them in the works. That, I think, was the last year. That was probably the year that they tried the mud wrestling. Remember that?
I do remember that.
And a number of other things that you just don't see anymore at those kind of things. But anyway, the decision was made they needed to move. I don't remember what it was, but were you old enough to remember that happening?
Yes, I do remember that.
Do you remember, was it just a move of necessity? Had they just run out of room?
I think they had run out of room. I think that was the major pull to get them to go somewhere else. And when did the high school, I mean, obviously I graduated there in 83, but when did it change?
The split?
Yeah.
97 was the first year for East High and West High. Okay. That was when the split occurred, and they, but the fair being out there was amazing. Of course, you had the fair out there, you had all the baseball out there, you had the fireworks out there, everything happened out there at that time.
A great decision, though, to move it, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And if you go to the new fairgrounds now, it's amazing how they continue to make it bigger and better and bigger and better. I think your dad and your mom both would be very proud to see it if they could see it today of how it's grown, even since, you know, in the last few years. He served as treasurer, I think. She was assistant, but now she was always over those pageants. The Miss Jessman. Did she take care of some of the other ones too?
She was over all of them. Yeah. And then she had, you know, women that helped her, with, you know, but she was over all of it.
I guess her biggest partner in crime was Frances Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the pageants were concerned.
And Bonnie Shelley was.
Yeah. There was a number of them. And then eventually Paige.
Yeah.
Bradshaw. Paige Senator.
Yeah.
She took over and I guess. Yeah. Billy, on the other hand, was not only the treasurer. He was kind of the manager.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of ran the day-to-day, all the operation, didn't he?
How he kept up with everything, I was always amazed. I mean, just every aspect of it.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much there was to take on, you know. It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot. I don't know how he did it. I really don't.
Well, and it starts, and I can remember watching it, you know, on Sunday prior. Of course, you got to get all your grounds ready. But on Sunday prior, well, let me even go back before that. People don't realize, at some point in time before the fair, you got to make sure you have all your ribbons ordered. And therefore, not only who's canned the best pickles, but your horse show and your tractor pulls and all that
and
stuff.
The pageants.
All of those pageants. You got to have your trophies. You got to have the advertising. You got to have. This is all before the fair opens its door.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure the midway's booked. You got to make sure your bands are booked. All this kind of stuff that has to happen before the first day.
Order food for all the concessions.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's so much.
Overwhelming.
So many different aspects.
Then once you open the door, you got to make sure all this stuff is where it needs to be. And I guess that is one of the big benefits I saw of them moving. You know, now the fair had their own building where they could have offices and store their equipment and store their things and be their own people, if you would. But the hours that those two during that week, and I don't know how they kept it straight either.
I don't know.
What do you think he enjoyed the most about the fair?
I think he enjoyed seeing other people enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know every night he would come home and he'd just be exhausted, exhausted. But he still had to count the money, make sure everything was ready for the next day, and pray for good weather.
You're right, you know? Right. And usually, Roxy, if you remember, there was at least one night during the fair you knew it was going to storm.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it worked.
Oh, yeah.
It was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think your mom liked the best about it?
I think she really enjoyed working in the concession stands and kind of socializing that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she enjoyed being with her friends and but she loved that pageant.
Yes, she did.
Loved it.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she would always try to convince me to be in the pageant, which never happened, if you know that. But she loved so much of it. I never heard her once complain about, you know, the hours or how much work she had to do. I mean, she sold all the ads for the catalog or the fair book, and she put that together. You know, she had help with it, but I never heard either of them complain one time about it.
Yeah.
Maybe that it was hot, but other than that, I don't remember them ever complaining about any of it. They just enjoyed it so much.
You know, I was with her for a long time. What year did she pass? Do you remember?
2007.
I told Paige, who I think was who took it over after Marlon died, I pretty much had said as an MC that I would last as long as Marlon would. And I actually told Paige, I'll stay with you for a while. I actually quit at 30 years. Of course, your mom was director of the pageant longer than that because she was there before I started, too. But it got to a point with us where I'd just show up and she'd say, you know what we need to do and do it. And, you know, just we knew each other, what was going through each other's mind. You work with somebody long enough. But, yeah, she did. She enjoyed those gals, I think. I think she enjoyed seeing them participate. And I do know, I mentioned this earlier, she had a struggle when fairs started opening it up to other people. She wanted to keep it all Jessamine County, and she did as long as she could.
She did, but she had a hard time, you know, getting girls, enough girls to really participate. Right. Yeah.
And that's what caused it. Yeah. I mean, you can't have a pageant with three people, folks. I mean, you could, but, you know, the only way, and I remember her struggle, the only way that you can make sure you have an adequate number is to open it up. And nowadays, that's just the way you do it.
Yeah.
There are these gals, if they don't win their own county, they the next week go to another county. And if they don't win there, they go to another county until they finally represent somebody.
It's funny you say that because she was invited to go judge other pageants in other counties, and she'd be like, that girl was like in this pageant 2 weeks ago. Because it's scholarship money,
right?
It's, you know, if you win and you know there's scholarship money and then you go to the state pageant, so it's a good thing. I don't think people realize that too. It's not just pretty girl going
right.
out and
that's
trying
right.
to win a crown. You
that's
know,
right.
It's more to it than that.
Let's talk about the bad part of all this. Billy got sick on us. What year was that?
I think he got sick in 2002. He passed away in 2003. Mm. So he was in 2002.
Do you remember how old he was?
Oh, gosh.
He was young.
I think he was 60 when he passed away. Because my mom was 64 when she passed away. So he was young.
Yeah, he was young. I remember when he was in the hospital. There was the horse show. It got to be where they had the horse show like on the Saturday before the fair started.
Right, right.
And I announced those two, the hoof and annie or the horse show or something, one of those two things. And at this particular one, there was going to be some kind of a trick rider that was coming in. They hired a trick rider to come in. I went to the hospital to see him. And at that time, the best I can remember, and I could be totally wrong, but the best I can remember, he was kind of talking to people one at a time. Mm-hmm. And he knew I was there, and he asked for me to come back. And I went back by myself. And he looked at me, and he said, now Billy is in the hospital. He's got this. He knows it's terminal. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah.
And the first thing he looks at me and says is, now, you know, we got this trick rider. And you got to make sure that you, I mean, that was it. It was, in fact, he died the afternoon.
He died July 5th.
Of the show.
Saturday,
just
July 5th.
Like hours before the show was to start, because I got the call. I was sitting at the fairgrounds waiting to start and got the call that he had passed. A sad time, but I remember thinking how appropriate that this would happen at this period of time.
Yeah.
Because that was him. That Billy was the fair, and the fair was Billy.
Oh, yeah.
And they've survived. But I'll tell you what, I think a lot of people in our community, especially on that fair board, really learned then what Billy had done.
Right.
And what, because then they're like, oh my gosh.
He did a lot, yeah.
Now, Marlon is a widow. I remember, I think she moved. She sold her house, moved up here on the north end.
I can't think what those condominiums are.
Yeah, up on north end.
Behind Frisch's there.
Did she continue with the fair for a little bit?
She did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then she got sick very quickly after, what did you say, 4 years?
Let's see. So she passed away in 2007, Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
I guess it was the week after Thanksgiving. Cheryl Jones, her best friend, went up to her condo and knew something was off and took her to the emergency room. And she was diagnosed with a glioblastoma brain tumor, which is, there's no...
Nothing you can do.
It's 100% mortality, so...
And I remember going and visiting her, too. And, you know, very sad times to see people in that situation. But I'll tell you what, Roxy, even though it's sad for you and it's sad for all of us that knew it, the fact is that, in my opinion, if they had not been involved in the fair, we would have still had a fair. But I don't think we would have had a fair like we have now.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right.
The work that they did, the foundation they laid all those years, you mean, even that fairgrounds.
I don't think the fairgrounds would have ever materialized without my dad.
I don't either.
You know, pushing for that.
Yeah. And the work that was done and the work that was done out there free of charge by a lot of people. Yeah, I just don't know that it would be where it is today if it had not been for those two.
And it's still, you know, a good that building. People rent that out for reunions and events and birthday parties and different things. I mean, it's just a good thing all the way around for the county.
Well, the thing about it is when you go to the fair, even though you may not realize it, their fingerprints are all over that place. And a lot of different ways, and they certainly are missed. But I tell you, I sure had an enjoyable time knowing them and being involved with them throughout the years. If you had to describe in a couple of words Billy Bradshaw, not necessarily as a fair, just Billy, what would you say?
Oh, gosh, generous for sure. He was one of the most generous people I knew. And very loving.
Yeah.
You know, adopted me.
What about your mom?
Oh, gosh. A character. She was a pistol.
Now, you said, let me back up a minute. You mentioned that. Billy adopted you. His first wife died.
Correct.
And then he married your mom.
Correct.
So you were not his biological daughter.
Right. I was five when they married.
But you were his daughter.
I was his daughter, daughter. Sure.
And then your mom, what was the word?
She was a pistol.
Yeah.
She was so funny. I don't know. To this day, I'll think back on things, even when she was sick, and just makes me laugh.
Uh-huh.
You know, she kept the family together as far as her family, too.
Yeah.
As far as her, she had three other sisters, and she kept them on their toes.
Yeah. Well, and there's other words, a lot of other words. Hardworking. You have to bring that on both
sure.
of them.
Absolutely.
As far as the fair, committed would be the word that I would do. Pleasant. Both of them pleasant. Both of them... You knew where they stood. There was no guessing with these two.
Yeah.
And they didn't mind telling you where they stood, either good or bad. I mean, you knew. You didn't have to wonder. But that's a good thing.
They're both very straightforward.
Yes. They wanted it to work. They wanted people to have a good time, and they did, and it worked. What are you doing nowadays? Let's switch gears a little bit. Where have you been, and what's your life about?
Well, let's see. I've been married 14 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Live in Chevy Chase in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
Work at Chevy Chase Animal Clinic.
Okay.
And I've always had a love for animals.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just loving life.
Miss the fair.
You know, it's funny. My husband and I always joke. We're always like, we should go down and check out the fair. And we never do. But I'd love to go back and see everything. And I'm sure there's lots of faces I would still recognize that are still involved in everything. And I'm sure I missed it again this year. I'm not sure when it was.
Yeah, in fact, it was a couple of weeks ago. And you missed the corn shucking, and of course, and all those.
You know, that's another thing. You know, when I was a kid, I entered canned goods and pillows or stuff in 4-H. And it's funny how you look back and you're like, gosh, that was such a big part of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and not just for that week, you know, just...
Yeah.
The whole year
Your whole year round, it was your life.
Yeah.
Because it was theirs, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good times. And I hope people, when they go to the fair from here on out, realize that there has been a lot of people in the past who has brought it to where it is. A lot of hard work has gone into. But I would dare say, and nothing against, and not to take anything against anything that anybody's ever done in that fair.
Right.
But I don't know that you'll ever find two that will work any harder at it than those two did in all the years they were involved.
I was trying to think, too. I remember when I was a kid, Charles Mulkey and his wife.
Charles was
president for a long time. He was a hardworking man, too. He was out there.
I'll tell you, and I don't know if they still print the fair book, but I know out there, they've got a plaque. If you ever go to the fair, just go to the concession stand, the main one sometime. I'm sure they'd let you see this. There's a plaque, and they've got people's names on it. It's Hall of Fame.
Look at
some of those. Look at some of those names on there, and then you'll realize these are the people who throughout the years, and we're going back even the 50s, 40s, 60s, back in there, that worked it and worked it hard, and your parents' names are there. These are the people that made it work, and a lot of people today's names will be on there in the future, but yeah.
Do you know the year the fair started?
I don't.
I don't either. I want to say it was in the 50s, but I know when my dad passed away, and you know my parents had lived in that house on Linden Lane for 30-something years. My dad kept every fair book. Like, he had one copy of every.
Really?
That was pretty cool to go back and look at all those.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. But I think it went back into the 50s.
Oh, I'm sure it should probably did.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
And Billy and Marlon are always remembered by me and a lot of other people too, Roxy.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Talking to us about this. And people, the fair happens every year. You can go and enjoy yourselves and have a good time and know that there's been a number of people in our community who have worked hard to bring that to you. My thanks to Roxy for coming in this morning and talking about our parents, Billy and Marlon Bradshaw, and what they meant to our community. I appreciate you coming in, too, every Saturday morning for All Things Jessamine. Plus, don't forget, I'm here every weekday morning to wake you up, get you going, 6 to 8 a.m. on Jess FM 105.9.
Hi, I'm Glenn Downs, pharmacist at the Prescription Pad. We're now Nicholasville's only family-owned and operated pharmacy. Our knowledgeable and experienced staff guarantees personalized service that focuses on your personal health needs and the health needs of your family. We understand how busy life gets. That's why we provide great service, drive-through, and free delivery in Nicholasville and Wilmore. We offer a variety of services and products, including compounding, nebulizers, compression stockings, roller walkers, and wheelchairs. I'm Glenn Downs, and I'd like the opportunity to be your pharmacist. Come see us on the Nicholasville Bypass in the Keene Center between Copper River Grill and Anytime Fitness. We're the Prescription Pad, a different kind of pharmacy.